Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, skies across Israel are clear, creating a warm night suitable for some late-night walks or stargazing. Temperatures are mild in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a cooler breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, security officials warn that the stabilization force in Gaza will limit the IDF and strengthen Hamas, according to Walla from earlier this hour. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that Netanyahu and Trump are set to meet in Washington, discussing the Middle East's new order, earlier today. Also this hour, two mosques in the West Bank were burned on Sunday, with graffiti defacing one of them, reports from the Forward. Separately, I-24 News tells the harrowing tale of a former Hamas hostage recounting captivity experiences from October 7th, earlier today. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reports a woman has been charged with offensive language at the Bondi massacre site, from earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Adam Louis Klein, a commentator, stressed just minutes ago the importance of addressing false genocide claims and standing against anti-Zionism. Belaz News, a news outlet, posted earlier today about Lindsey Graham's praise for Trump and Netanyahu, likening them to historic wartime leaders. Me24, a Middle East news account, writing just now, revealed Iran's oil ministry claims $18 billion in revenue, despite U.S. sanctions, contradicting a top negotiator. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Gaza. According to Walla, Israel's cabinet approved granting immunity to the International Stabilization Force, despite concerns it might embolden Hamas. This decision could limit the IDF's operational freedom in the region. The development raises questions about the balance of power and regional stability. Turning to Netanyahu's upcoming visit to Washington, the Jerusalem Post details that this meeting with Trump aims to address a reshaped Middle East post-conflict. Topics on the agenda include Iran's influence and regional diplomacy with countries like Saudi Arabia. The meeting could set the tone for new alliances and strategies in the region. Meanwhile, the Forward reports on the arson of two mosques in the West Bank. This incident has increased tensions in the already volatile area as residents express fear and outrage. The attacks could further inflame sectarian divisions and complicate peace efforts. In a related development, a former hostage shared their ordeal with I-24 News. The recounting of captivity in Gaza provides a personal glimpse into the ongoing humanitarian issues. Such narratives highlight the urgent need for conflict resolution and humanitarian aid. And finally, on a different note, the Australian Jewish News reports a woman has been charged for anti-Semitic remarks at the Bondi massacre site. This incident underscores the persistence of anti-Semitism and the need for community vigilance worldwide. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that 10bis is expanding its employee catering operations, following increased competition in the sector. Separately, CTech raises questions about big tech's financial sustainability in the AI race, highlighting Google's financial challenges despite cloud successes. And finally, Globes reveals the Israeli shekel is at its weakest against the US dollar in 3 months, with analysts pointing to economic uncertainties. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.